Parents, we are excited to share that Lingo Kids podcasts are now available on StoryButton, the stylish audio player for kids, where they can listen to our podcasts and more without having to use a parent's phone or tablet. Connect the player to Wi-Fi and stream all of our newest episodes and listen to your other favorite kid podcasts. Use the code LINGOKIDS to save $10 off your purchase at StoryButton.com. Visit their website to learn more. Welcome to Music to Our Ears, where we share some interesting tidbits and stories related to our favorite Lingo Kids songs. Today is going to be so much fun. Do you know what we're doing?
No.
We're going to visit ducks. Quack if you want to come along.
Quack.
Super. Let's go to the farm. Waddle after me. Here we are. Do you see any ducks, Lisa?
No, I don't.
We can use prepositions, words that describe location, to help us. For example, maybe ducks are in the barn. Let's take a look. Oh, sorry, Miss Cow. We are looking for ducks.
Over there, in the corner.
Good eye, Elliot. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 ducks in the corner. Some are brown. Others have green, shiny heads. The brown ones are girl ducks. They are called hens or ducks. Guess what the green-headed ones are? You got it, Billy. Boy ducks. We call them drakes. So, there are 5 ducks in the barn. There must be more. Let's go over the hill. I bet there are more ducks in the pond. Last one to the pond is a silly goose. Whoa, you are fast. I guess I'm the silly goose. Look. Over there. In the middle by that rock. Lots and lots of ducks paddling around. Do you know a group of ducks in the water is called a raft of ducks? Isn't that funny? Hey, some are swimming back to shore. They are headed this way. Here they come. They're getting out of the water. It's a mama duck with 4 babies. Oh, I mean ducklings.
Ah!
That pond is pretty chilly, but ducks are specially designed so their feet never get cold, and their feathers are waterproof. They are as comfy in the water as they are out of it. The ducklings walk behind their mother in a straight line. Where do you think they are going? Oh, it seems they are going to rest in the shady grass. Ducks can sleep with one eye open. That way, the mother duck can nap and make sure her ducklings are safe.
Whoa!
We don't want to disturb them. Who's hungry?
Me!
I'm hungry!
Me!
If we walk back toward the barn, we can stop in the farmhouse for some lunch.
That's music to our ears.
Well then, let's sing a song about 5 little ducks going in, over, and back. Ready? Here we go.
Ducks went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, but only 4 little ducks came back. 4 little ducks went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, but only 3 little ducks. ducks came back. Three little ducks went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, but only two little ducks came back. Two little ducks went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, but only one little duck came back. One little duck went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, but no little ducks came waddling back. Sad mother duck went out one day, over the hills and far away. Mother duck said, and all of the five little ducks came back.
Now that was music to our ears. We hope you like the song. You can sing it all day long. You can also practice words like in, over, back, out, and under to describe where things are. Can you use in, over, back, out, or under in your own sentences? Try it! If you are ready for interactive play learning time, explore our Lingo Kids app. It offers fun and educational songs and games to help kids ages 2 and older develop important skills, such as communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. That's the power of play learning. Goodbye until next time!